Been on vacation. The brain isn't back yet. Well, let's hear from Henny Kelly, because she's getting seasick up here, too. Henny is our legislative director and our chief rally leader, so let's listen to Henny. Okay.
And then we get to have some cake. That's what I came for, you know. I need to give you a message from a couple of people. Maria Henderson is here for Barbara Boxer in the audience, right there. And let me tell you, Barbara Boxer is for us. You better be for Barbara Boxer. We need to bring her back into the Senate, because without her, I think we will lose a friend of Social Security and Medicare and every other good program that has been brought to us. All right. I don't want to kill your ears. I promise I won't kill yours. Just take that away. Take that away, please. Okay, let me just tell you also that Dan Bernal, who is works with Nancy Pelosi and who gave us some stuff for her, has just thrown his back out, and he cannot be here. And I say, oh, nice young man, threw his back out. That's a real shame, and I hope he gets some disability insurance. You know, we know these things are very important, even when you're young. I want to tell you something. You've heard the story. You've heard about our social security program. It is precious to us, as well as Medicare and Medicaid. They're all under attack, and not just by the far right and ultra-conservatives. We know that the Democrats fought to establish these programs in the first place, and some of them are even talking about making cuts and raising the retirement age. Are we going to stand by and let this happen? Let me... Not no, folks. Let's hear this. Hell no! All right. We must all pledge to do everything within our power to stop the lies and stop the attacks to our Social Security safety net. Remember, Social Security has not added 1 cent to the deficit. It has a $2.6 trillion surplus. $2.6 trillion surplus. It is solvent for the next 30 years. And even though we are living longer and baby boomers are about to retire, we can stabilize the program with just a few easy fixes. Now, is raising the retirement age one of those fixes?
No!
Let me hear you say, okay. All right. We can lift the cap on earning income that is taxed. Do you understand that if you make $113,050, you will not be taxed on that last 50 cents? If you make $200,000, you will not be taxed on anything over $113,000. And if you make $350 million, you will not be taxed on anything over $113,000. We can raise the cap, we can take away the cap, and we can make sure Social Security is solvent for another 75 to 100 years. We need to close the cap, the corporate loopholes, and stop bailing out Wall Street. This fight is about protecting Main Street. Are we going to let these corporate tax breaks continue? Hell no! And you know what else we need to do? We need to have a jobs program. We need to create jobs. If we create jobs, more money goes into Social Security. And then we help make it solvent. Today and every day, until we stop the attacks on Social Security, this is what you need to do. The Deficit Commission is supposed to make their recommendations to Congress in December. We need to send this commission a message loud and clear, and that is, don't touch Social Security. If you can say it again, one more time, hell no. All right. We need to collect millions of signatures from our friends, co-workers, family members, neighbors, and congregation members. And you have in your program a petition. Take it with you and get everyone you know to sign it, young and old. This is a family program, and the whole family should sign. Now, I have a vested interest in Social Security. It kept my father alive. It was all he got. My daughter is having triplets right after Labor Day.
Oh, no!
I want 65 years from Labor Day. I want my grandchildren to be able to collect their Social Security. I don't want them to wait till they're 75. And I want those triplets to have children and grandchildren who will get Social Security. It is their right. When people call it an entitlement program, damn right it is. I paid into it. I paid into it. It's my money, and I'm entitled to it. And that's what an entitlement program is. It's your Social Security insurance program. Take additional petitions from our information table. Set a personal goal of collecting 100 or even 1,000 signatures. You can do it. Your security depends on it. And my grandchildren's security depends on it, too. Send these petitions back to the address on the bottom of the petition by October so we can present them to the commission. And you need to talk to your members of Congress, because ultimately Congress will be voting on these recommendations.
Vote them out.
Now is a perfect time to do this, because they are running for office and they want your vote. And tie your vote to what you are entitled to, Social Security. Are you ready to get to work?
Yeah.
Are you ready to stand up and fight for Social Security?
Yeah.
Then listen to this. Repeat after me. Social Security is under attack. What should we do? Stand up, fight back. Social Security is under attack. Hey, what should we do? Stand up, fight back. Tell me, are you going to give up on Social Security?
Yeah.
Hell no. All right. Now, I want to give this back to Nan, and I want to tell you it's almost time for a beautiful birthday cake for Social Security.
Thank you, Hanny. You see why I appointed her chief rally leader, right? She's such a quiet, shy person. Well, there's just a couple more things. Let's give another round of applause to our speakers and our participants. We're so glad you're all here. And we do have a cake. We haven't been talking about a cake just to keep you in your places, you know. We do have a cake. But before we go cut our cake, those of you who come to CARA events know we always sing a song. And some of them are really quite doofy, and others are really quite imaginative. And our song composer is back there guarding the cake from all those people lurking over the top of it. So, sure.
I need to give a thank you before we do this. I would like to thank the Teamsters. They gave us this truck. I would like to thank the IATSE for giving us this sound system. And I would like to thank Local 2 Unite here, hotel and restaurant workers, for giving us the chairs and tables. And I would like to thank every working person for coming here today. Social Security is ours. We worked for it. We're going to sing now.
Now we're going to sing on your program, on the front of the page below the agenda.